Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Business Boost, where you get to choose your 5-Minute Investment. I'm your host, Sam Hicks, and I'll be discussing topics under the headings of business development, marketing, photography, and much more. So buckle up, buttercups, and here we go.
Okay, so let me introduce my guest today. I have got the amazing Jen Donovan, who I've looked up to for quite some time. So I'm a little thrilled to have a bit of, you know, podcast, social media strategist royalty on here. Jen runs a business called Social Media and Marketing Australia. If you haven't heard about her, you're living under a rock. She services her industry sector, of course, is small business marketing, and she works, thankfully, in the northeast Victorian, southern New South Wales, Mulwala, US New South Wales. So she's all over the place, which is good. And she has been known to sneak down to Melbourne, people, just saying. So welcome, Jen.
Thanks, Sam. This is a thrill. It's been a little while since we've caught up face-to-face, even though this is still Zoom face-to-face. But no, I'm thrilled to be on here and have a bit of a chat with you and, of course, your amazing listener.
Oh, hey, how good is that? So if you have been living under a rock, Jen Donovan is a global marketing strategist, best-selling author, we'll get into that a bit later, and Australia's sought-after speaker and media commentator on all things marketing. With a big heart for helping rural and regional small businesses, being a rural girl herself, us country girls got to stick together. She is the founder of Social Media and Marketing Australia, the viral Facebook group Buy From a Bush Business. You must check that out if you haven't already done so. And an original co-founder of Australia's rural answer to Amazon, which is Spend With Us Marketplace. Jen offers her clients strategic and creative marketing and is renowned for making small business simple, which just happens to be the name of her super successful podcast, which we'll get into a bit later too. And the podcast is aptly called Small Business Made Simple, of course. Jen is a no-nonsense, fluff-free marketer and somebody you definitely want to know in business. And guess what the one wild fact is about our guest? Well, when I asked Jen this, in typical Jen fashion, she went, oh, crap, that's hard. I don't know. She has a pet peacock, which we must know the name of, and she thinks that we might need to workshop this question, which is hilarious. So tell me about the peacock, Jen.
My peacock's name is Charlie, and he's beautiful. He's actually, this is about February. So peacocks lose their feathers about this time of the year. So my garden is just scattered with peacock feathers at the moment. I've had lady peacocks over the time, but they're just really silly. They nest on the ground. And of course, you know, my hungry foxes just come and eat them. So I can't get any more female peacocks now until I can build up, you know, some sort of shelter for them or, yeah, some sort of cage. But Charlie, he's just beautiful. My husband hates him. He poos on his car. Never pooed on my car, though. So, you know, that says something.
So when he's got all his feathers, he must be glorious when they do that fan out thing.
He's so glorious. He's so pretty. I just adore him. And I would sit out on I live on a farm, in the Riverina of New South Wales. And, you know, I'll sit out on my veranda, you know, and I feel so regal with this peacock that just walks by. And I'm like, oh, I could be in England. I'm very royal.
I love it. So you've had a few peacocks over the years.
Yeah, I have. Wow. I have. Yeah, I really want more. That's my, you know, when they say, this is totally off topic. I'm so sorry. You know, when they say you should get a hobby? Well, I've said to my hobby is going to be birds. So I want ducks and geese. And I've already got chickens and guinea fowl and peacocks. But, you know, I want to start up a menagerie or something like that. And that will be my hobby.
Menagerie, I love it.
We'll see.
Instead of the crazy cat lady, you can be the crazy bird lady. I love it.
Yeah. Who delivers eggs? Like, you know, the cat lady doesn't deliver eggs. I'll have eggs for everybody, all different shapes and sizes.
I can see you running around with a big basket just throwing eggs out to people. I love it.
Actually, on the marketplace on Spend With Us, there was a lady one stage that had an egg apron. So you wore this apron and you could stick the eggs in individual pockets. So maybe I'll be the apron egg lady. You never know.
It would have to be suitably branded, of course.
Absolutely.
Oh, dear. All right. So, Jen, how did your business journey begin and what is your why? Why do you do what you do?
Yeah, look, I started my career in law, so that's where I went straight out of school, went to uni. I spent about 15 years in law. And as my story kind of goes, my best friend and I had way too much wine to drink one night. She was in disability studies, I was in law, and we're like, yeah, let's throw in our jobs. Yeah, let's have a big business together. Yeah, what will we have? Oh, well, this business will sale. Why don't we buy that? Yeah, let's buy that. And lo and behold, we bloody did. Can you swear on your podcast? Sorry. We did. And that was the start of my, I'd been sort of running a property law business of my own, but this was the real start of my, I guess, my entrepreneurial journey, because really in my law career, I didn't have to market, but there was, you know, I was when there was a big boom in property, and really it was all about relationships. It wasn't about necessarily doing, you know, lots of marketing like we do now. So retail was my first, introduction to marketing. And really when we bought the store, we just wanted to play shop. We just, you know, we thought, oh yeah, how cool will it be? We'll just buy this shop. And it was about a couple of months in when we thought, actually, we could make this a business. We could actually earn some good money out of this. This is actually going quite well if we put in some energy. And so Jojo and I did that for about 7 years. We're still best friends. We've been best friends since we were 14. We still see each other every couple of times a week. And after 7 years, we sold it. And it was kind of like, okay, I need to share with people, you know, what I found out, what I knew about marketing a business in a regional or a rural town. And I guess social media was really on the climb then as well, because that's going back probably, I don't know, 7 or 8 years since I've sold that now. But yeah, it was just that need to help other small business owners. People asked me all the time. I really hated that line of you're so lucky. Oh, but you're so lucky. You've got a great business. You've got so lucky. You sold your business really quickly. And it's just like luck had nothing to do with that. Like, pretty much from week one of owning that business, we knew we would sell it. Like, we're not retailers. It wasn't our forever job. It was like a season in our lifetime type of thing. So we worked from day one to sell that business, as in, you know, we built that email list. We built that social following. You know, we built that loyalty program so that we had all these assets at the end to help us get a good price for our business that we'd built.
So you really
had an exit
strategy. Yeah, you almost had an exit strategy within that business plan of opening that shop and then exiting. That's amazing. Yeah. Wow. More retail and now social media.
Yeah, it's kind of a way I think I rule like most of my business life is start with the end in mind. So, you know, it was kind of like we knew we wanted to sell it. So, you know, if we get that line in, will that help us sell that business? Yeah. If we rent this new building out, will that make us, you know, more likely to sell? Like, it was kind of that end goal, whether it's selling or not, but having those goals to work towards for sure.
Wow. So what has been the major challenge you've encountered along the way, and how did you overcome that challenge?
I think I'm still overcoming the challenges. Most definitely. Look, there's for me personally, I think the pandemic actually gave me a really great gift. And I think a lot of people who worked from home already kind of felt that coming out of the pandemic, as awful as it was in so many ways. But, you know, 5 years ago, if you had have asked me, you know, what I did, I would have been quite embarrassed to tell you that I worked from a home office on my farm running, you know, a really successful marketing business. People wouldn't believe me. I, whether it was my own self-belief or theirs, I couldn't tell you that. But I honestly felt like, you know, if I wasn't from Melbourne or, you know, a big city, people wouldn't take me seriously. Whereas now I feel it's kind of like my superpower. You know, I work from home and I run this great marketing business, and, you know, I live on a farm. People are like, oh, a farm, you know, oh, I've got a peacock. Ooh, okay, tell me more about that. Like, it's great conversational, you know, because I really believe in building communities, not audiences. And so it's part of my story. And of course, you know, part of marketing is teaching people to tell their stories, you know, and using it for that community building. giving aspect.
Yeah. So isn't it interesting how everybody's perceived COVID as either a huge challenging time that had a positive outcome in the end, or are still getting crippled by it? I still hear businesses saying, you know, we haven't got back up on our feet since COVID. And I'm just like, oh, it seems so long ago, but it wasn't. But, you know, it has been a big challenge for so many small businesses.
Yeah, and you would have
that too with your clients and your audiences and your people that you talk to and engage with all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, my car's got 260,000 kilometers on it because pre-pandemic, I used to do so much traveling. Whereas, you know, now it's kind of like, oh, can you do a webinar for us? So there has been, you know, hurdles that I'm still trying to overcome, especially trying to build my speaking side of my business because there are so, like, we are happy to watch a webinar now rather than give up a day's work to go to, you know, a big event or something like that. So it's not all positive. And, you know, that's what I mean when, you know, I think I'm still overcoming different things in my business. I think we all are. I think once I've met all my challenges, it's probably time to move on to another business. Yeah. But exactly. I don't know whether that'll ever happen.
Oh, my goodness. So on reflection, what is the most significant milestone or success your business has achieved so far?
God, that question is really big, isn't it? That's
it
really
is
big
very because, big.
look, I think one of the best things that I've ever done in my business is start my own podcast, if I'm honest. So I kind of, you know, skipped a little bit of my story, but when I sold my retail business, my mentor, my marketing mentor that I'd always had during that business asked me to go into business with him. So we basically traveled around all the capital cities, you know, doing marketing. I did the social media side of it. He did the traditional marketing side of it. And that partnership lasted a couple of years and, you know, for no bad reason, it kind of dissolved. I think I was missing home too much. I was spending too much time in Melbourne. And so it was like, well, if I'm starting my own business, how can I stand out from the crowd? Like there's a marketing coach and mentor probably for every corner of every street in Australia. And podcasting was one of the ways that I could do that. So podcasting has probably allowed me to build a community, has allowed me to, you know, set myself up as the expert in this field because, you know, there's like literally hundreds of hours you could listen to my dulcet tones out there and learn, you know, how I talk about marketing and how, you know, I help small business owners and things like that. So that, and last year I wrote a book about marketing. So that's probably been another huge thing. To, I guess, tick off the goal list. I'm not really sure whether it's, you know, a tick off the goal list thing, but yeah, it's certainly, I expect in 2024 and 2025 that will make a huge difference in my business.
Wow. So tell me a little bit about the book, Jen. That's a huge milestone. Had you been wanting to write that book for some time? Was it swirling around in your head? Or had you just said, look, this is the year I'm doing it?
No, it was kind of like I always thought that I would write a book. And really, honestly, I'd always been told, not always, because I hadn't always been doing this job, but since I've been doing, you know, the marketing and the social media coaching and mentoring, a lot of people had told me, if you want to go to the next level, you have to write a book. It's just basically that glorified business card. It's really putting that stake in the ground as the expert. And so it was always on the list. But last year, one of my girlfriends who was writing her second book said, I'm going down to this retreat, a book writing retreat in Hobart. Do you want to come? I'm like, no, I don't want to come. And she's like, no, you have to come. I'm like, I don't really think that I can write a book. She's like, yep, you're coming. So I went, I planned out my book and that was March last year. And I came back and I wrote it. It was kind of when I made time to write the book, it just poured out really.
Like,
you know, I've been content writing for, you know, 8 years, whether it be blogging or podcasting. So my book is Small Town, Big Impact. So it's focused on rural and regional small businesses for their marketing. It's got 107 marketing strategies in it. So again, that comes down to my, it's just not about social media, people. Like, there's plenty of other ways you can market your business, which is a frustration that I find, you know, with small business owners. How do you do your marketing? Oh, I'm on Facebook and Instagram. And so I wrote a book about it. But in saying that, because I'd been content building for so long or content creating for so long, I had a blog about this, or I had done a podcast about that. And,
yeah,
you know, probably 50% of my book was written. I just had to pull it all together and then write the other 50%. So, but yeah, it was a great experience. Decision fatigue. Writing a book is a very, you think that writing is the hard bit, and then they want 50,000 questions. And it's like, oh, okay, where do you want the page numbers? I don't care. On the page.
Surprise me.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that is amazing. All righty. So what's the most important lesson you've learned from running your business to date? There must be.
Yeah, look, for me, and I know your listener is probably going to hate me, but for me, it's goal setting. Like, I'm the type of person who, if I don't have a goal, any road will do. Like, bright, shiny object syndrome. I think I invented it. I think that I embellish it. I think, you know, if I don't have a goal, I'm so easily distracted. And especially now, like, I don't know about you, Sam, but, you know, every day I'm hearing about a new piece of AI program that can do this. And you're like, oh, bright, shiny object over here. I really have to go over there and learn this and do this. And it's kind of like I look up on my board, which is above my head every single day, and go, that's not one of my goals. Back I come, you know, wind myself back in. How are you reaching your goals? So for me, you know, it's having those goals set and trying to keep my focus on that, because otherwise I could end up anywhere. Like, I really do get distracted very easily. Yeah. So that's probably, I know people hate goal setting, and like, I don't go through a big process. There's half a dozen pink sticky notes up there. They're my goals for the year.
Yeah.
And they're broken down into monthly goals or quarterly goals, and I try and stick to them.
Yeah. And I think it's good for business owners to have that focus, because you aren't right. We get distracted, and we do get the shiny object syndrome, where we go, oh, that was interesting. Not look at that. Or you listen to a podcast, or you read a book, or you speak to somebody and think, oh, I want to try that. Because you get lulled into this false sense of security that, oh, well, that might make me some money, or that might be interesting, or that might make my life easier.
Yeah.
Boy, and having those goals keeps you on track. So I think that is a great insight. So there'll be listeners out here, because they message me and tell me these things, and they're aspiring entrepreneurs, or they are small business owners themselves. So a tip for success outside of the goal setting, have you got any nuggets of gold for us today about what advice you might want to give?
Yeah, so I have, again, this is probably how I end up in quite some troubles chasing bright, shiny objects sometimes, but I have a theory of ready, fire, aim. So, like, perfection is a trap. Don't try and wait till something is perfect. And also, my perfect is very different from someone else's perfect,
yes.
So you'll never get there. So it's kind of ready, fire, aim. Get ready. Fire it, just do what it is, put it out there, see whether there is an audience for it, see whether there are buyers for it, and fix it up as you go. Like, you know, if you're building a website, I come across so many small business owners who won't launch until their website's done, until their socials are done, until, you know, they don't launch a program till the program's finished. I'm like, as soon as you think up the program, have a wait list, start, you know, having people, getting people interested, start talking about it. So, and also, you know, sometimes it keeps us a bit more accountable. Last year when I wrote my book, at the end of the book, there's a 9-week marketing makeover program that didn't exist. So it's like, crap, the book's going to be published. You know, I better get this program up and going. Like, the program had been in draft for 4 years. So for me, it was kind of like, right, that was my big shove to go and get that program and make sure it was up. So when people scanned a QR code, there was something there. But so I'm I'm very much a ready, fire, aim, just sort of get it done. And I think so many inspiring or aspiring entrepreneurs are just waiting to, I'll wait till this or I'll wait till that. Whereas I would really encourage them, just put it out there, because you'll either fail faster or you'll be successful. One or the other is going to happen for you. But sitting on it, no one knows. You can't, you're just second questioning yourself all the time.
I really love that, because that's almost like the Nike, just do it, isn't it? It's like, just get it out there, see what happens. I'm sort of like you, you know, a bit of a plan, bit of a goal, put it up there on the wall and then just work towards it. And, you know, sometimes those things will take you in a slightly different direction because there'll be a bite or some traction and you've got to adapt. And I think that's a part of the excitement of being in small business. But I absolutely love that, Jen. That's just gold, absolute gold. Okay, so getting back to your book and the podcast, because we need to touch on both of those, what was it like to publish your first book? Like, you've talked about, you know, all the thousand details, you've talked about getting it out of your head and out of your blogs and your content, but what was it like to publish your first book?
Yeah, so it was great. It was a great experience. I had a good team behind me, as in I did what they call a hybrid publish. So I didn't self-publish, but I didn't go to a publishing house, but I still had, you know, I didn't have to find my own editor or my own proofreader. And letting you know, those are two different people, which I never knew. A proofreader and an editor are two different people. So it's like, oh, wow, there you go. Learned something. So the process was really good. There was lots of decisions, but I can tell you, I did pre-sales. So when the print book actually went to the printer, it was going to take a couple of weeks, obviously, to get printed and get to me. But I started pre-sales. So by the time the book arrived, I had, you know, almost 100 pre-sales of the book. The day I had to take those 100 books to the post office, I had a complete and utter meltdown. Like, the thought that someone else was going to read this book, like, really sent me into a spin. I was a nervous wreck. I was so anxious and I was like, oh my God, I have to actually post these things now. And that really surprised me. I did not see that coming at all.
I thought you were a person that got that little bit of imposter syndrome and your anxiety rolled into one with a book launch. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. That's exactly what sort of happened. And like, I'd wrapped them all. I'd wrote handwritten notes to everyone, like, and everything. None of that set me off, but standing out the front, or like sitting out the front of the post office in my car, I spiraled to the point where it was just like, I don't know whether I can post these things. It would really snuck up on me, which, you know, is it's quite humanizing in some ways. It was kind of like, yep. Okay, you know, this is what happens, you know, to other people when they do big things. But yeah, it was totally, oh my God, what if someone hates this? What if, you know, they get it and they're like, oh, I can't believe I paid for this. This is rubbish. Like, it was all of that imposter syndrome came belting down in one little way. But yeah,
wow.
Anyway.
Wow. So where can people, our listeners, buy or purchase or get a copy of your book, Jen? Do you sell it direct? Yeah. How does that work?
Yes. So they can go to my website, which is socialmediaandmarketing.com.au, and it's right there on the front page. Yeah. Or, you can get it through my website. You can buy it from Booktopia and Amazon and all of those places. But, you know, if they buy it from me, they get a small little gift and a little handwritten note and things like that. But, yeah, it's certainly available. Some bookshops also have it, which is lovely. My son and his girlfriend found it in a bookshop in Melbourne. It was just like, oh, wow, I haven't seen it in a bookshop yet. So because it only got published in November. So that was a little bit of a highlight for me. But, yeah. Otherwise, reach out and, you know, I'll organise to send you a copy.
Well, I've just written myself a note because I now want a copy. How good is that? It better be signed. No, I'm kidding. That's fantastic. Now, let's talk about your podcast, because you are in year six and I think, are you up to 282 episodes? Oh, my goodness. Tell me about your podcast, Jen.
I know. Like, who would have thought that I'd love talking to myself so much, you know, 282 episodes, although I do have guests, of course, as well. And, you know, Sam, you'll have to come on as a guest now. We need to make sure get you on my podcast as well to have a bit of a chat. But yeah, the podcast Small Business Made Simple, this is year six. Look, when I started out, I wrote 27 topics down and thought, you know, I'd be flat to get past 27. So obviously I've still got quite a lot to say. Interestingly, it's ranked in the top 1.5% globally. But I think that has a lot to do with longevity, because I think the average podcast is about 13 episodes or something like that. Yeah. So I think the simple fact that mine has been going on so long ranks it so high. But look, it's great. I love it because I'm all about community building, and I love, you know, a few people that have read my book. You know, I remember Deb reached out to me, and her biggest compliment was she read my book and she could hear my voice, because she's been listening to my podcast for so long. She could literally hear me talking through that book. And I was just like, that is like the best compliment I could have ever have got.
Wow.
One person did ask me quite some time ago how much of my book was written by AI, and I was a little bit insulted by that. And just a heads up, the chapter on future of marketing is written by AI, so there is an element, but I do disclose that in the book. But the fact that someone who listens to my podcast can hear my voice coming through the book, I'm like, ah, that just proves that, you know, that really is all Jen in there. So that was really beautiful and a great compliment to get. So, yeah.
That's an amazing compliment. And doesn't it, not that you need that validation, but how lovely is that for somebody who listens to your podcast, that can literally hear you speak the words when you're writing the book. That's, yeah, kudos to you, Jen. Congratulations on a book. Just awesome.
Yeah. So hopefully it'll change the way rural and regional small businesses think about their marketing and help them think outside the social media square. That is why it's written. It's written purely for people to sit back and go, ah, so if I wanted to do a radio ad, this is how I need to think about it, or if I wanted to do a press release or something. So,
So is the book an ebook as well, Jen, or is it just hard copy at this stage?
Yeah, I think through like Amazon and Booktopia and those places, you can actually buy a Kindle version. But I only sell the hard copy because apparently the tech is too hard to try and get Kindle type things on your website. So I'm told. So, you know, I have to go with what the experts tell me.
Oh, it's still a bloody great achievement. Good on you. Thank you so much, Jen. I've really learned so much again today from you. And where can listeners find out more about your business? You mentioned your website. You got website, podcast, and book. What else have you got, lady?
Well, you know, I'm all over socials. Jen Donovan, Jen has two N's. You can just about type that in and you will find me on the different social media platforms. I'd love to connect. Just reach out and say, hey, just send a DM or, you know, just say, hi, heard you on Sam's podcast. I would really love that. That would make my day.
Well, you've made my day. So you have a fabulous day, and doing what you're doing, Jen, because the world, especially our regional areas, certainly need people like you that just get it. At the end of the day, you just get it, because these Melbourne marketers try to tell us how to suck eggs up here in northeast Victoria and beyond, and we just look at them and go,
no, just don't get it. Thank you so much, Sam. This has been such a great conversation. Thank you so much for having me on.
More than welcome. Have a great day. See ya.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute Business Boost. For more information, follow me on social media, sign up for my newsletter, or check out my website to see how we can work together to reach your small business goals. And remember, anything is possible, especially in northeast of Victoria. Till next time, cheerio.